God, Brother Ward was just mentioning how that are asking the question, if you'd like to hear the word of the Lord. And I wanted to say I'm grateful for the word that I have heard in this meeting. I remember going to a meeting one time, and it happened there like it oftentimes does. That is, I don't even know what all I need sometimes when I go to a meeting. But it amazes me how that when the word of the Lord goes forth, God speaks to me. And He reveals things and meet needs in my life that I wasn't even aware of. Give me answers, direction. I had a man come by me in one of those meetings where that was happening and said, I've been listening for the voice of the Lord and I haven't heard it yet. It was in a critical and cynical manner. And I walked away confused because God already spoke to my heart. I had heard His voice. Amen. Young people, have a heart that desires to hear the word of the Lord. Not just what you want to hear, but just come to the house of the Lord and say, God, you know what I need, and I got an open heart and an open mind, open spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I don't want to take too long with my preliminary remarks, but this is the last day, and I want each of you to know that it has been a great joy and pleasure and privilege to be here. I have been helped of the Lord. I'm just grateful for what God's done in my life. Again, it's been wonderful to be teamed up with Brother Jason Calhoun, and I certainly appreciate how that the Lord has used him. And it just seems like every service, God has just built this meeting more and more and more. And I mean, we had a great breakthrough around here on Tuesday night, but it really broke into a mighty deep move of the Holy Ghost last night. And I'm just looking forward to what the Lord's going to do in the service tonight. Amen. I'm confident that He's going to do a work again today in this place. I threw my wife under the bus the first day. Said she wasn't here. But she's been here every morning. And I really appreciate my wife. I would not be half the man that I am without her. And I don't need to say too much because then you think I'm trying to make up. But we have to do that sometimes also. But I certainly love my wife and appreciate her. She is a great blessing to me and to our church, the work of God in Jennings. And it's also wonderful to have my children with me. And I certainly love my children. I love Megan and Madison and Mariah. Now, Mariah's in Children's Church, or whatever you call the youth services. And the first day she came back from the youth service, she said, it happened again this year like it did last year. I got the Holy Ghost. And so, I'm telling you, Cornerstone means a lot to the Townley family. And we enjoyed it last year. We have enjoyed it this year. And, man, seeing my daughter and my son up here singing, Madison, way to go, buddy. I've tried to tell him since he was a young boy. I mean, he has got ability to sing. He just, I'm proud of you. You keep doing that, boy. You keep letting it out and growing. My daughter Megan is doing a wonderful job. As a matter of fact, this message I'm going to preach today, she helped me prepare a portion of this message. And I just appreciate the dedication and walk with God that she has. And both Madison and Megan are making a consecration to the Lord, and I'm so thrilled about it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children, to see that my children walk in truth. This is the good life. And, Megan just come back last week from Honduras and going working there through Hope Corps. And we're just so proud of her and thrilled. I appreciate the hospitality and the congeniality of all of the sponsors of this meeting. This facility is just wonderful. This is a great campground. And the room that we are staying in, wow, I have never stayed in a room that nice at the camp. Thank you for allowing us to have that. We would have never known something like that existed. Thank you for letting us have such a nice, nice room. The Weeks is whoever, but I think Sister Weeks is the leader of this, always prepares a wonderful basket for us. Yes, it was good. We've appreciated that more this week than ever before. All of the ministers who are here, my friends, been here through the week, God bless you. I appreciate our friendship. I told Pastor Weeks one time, I said, man, I hate to know I pastored a church that didn't like me, because I got enough trouble pastoring a church that likes me. I have enough trouble within myself to fulfill my calling and my duties and my responsibility. It would just be multiplied chaos and problems if I pastored where people didn't like me. And it's been wonderful this week to preach to a congregation and with a group of men who are my friends. And I appreciate that very much. I've said this before. There's a difference between me being someone's friend and someone being my friend. And what I'm saying today is I appreciate you and being my friend. I need you. And I appreciate you. Brother Johnson is just a great man and a great elder, and grandpa. Amen. We love him. He leads with class. He leads with dignity. He strives for excellence, and he achieves it. I guess there's a difference between striving and achieving, too. And it shows up, so we appreciate that. I appreciate Brother Weeks very, very much. I told him I was thinking on the way over this morning, I'm probably going to leave him alone, but I might ought to just give you a scripture so we can do it again today and let you just enjoy the service. I love and appreciate Brother Weeks very much. And Brother Ward, I love and appreciate him. He skipped out on me yesterday, but he's here today. I love him. I preached my first revival for Brother Coleman Pilot in Atmore, Alabama. There's people here from the church, and what a blessing they've been all through my life. And so I appreciate Brother Ward being here. And All of my minister friends, God bless you. Brother Thrasher is also a host sponsor of this meeting. I love you and appreciate you. And we're working at getting you down to Jennings. And hopefully that'll happen in January. So if you're from his church, expect him to preach for me in January. We're working on it, but I'm kind of tightening it on down right now. I'm trying to make sure it happens. If nothing else, bring your wife and let her sing, man. I'm telling you, that was good. The music's been wonderful, and I'm not just saying that. The music has been wonderful. There has been a true spirit of worship. Songs that are sung that are truly causing us to consider God and His greatness, His majesty. And it's been done with just such skill, and I've enjoyed it. The youth choir, the adult and senior choir, the science team. It's been wonderful. Thank you for all your kind words, your encouraging words, your compliments. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Amen. I'm just glad to be a part of the church, and I'm grateful to be here today. Amen. What do you say one more time? Let's join our hearts together, and let's let the Lord do a mighty work in our midst. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me? Let's give Him some praise together. Lord, we love You. God, we magnify You. We adore You. You're awesome. Nothing like walking with You and serving You, Jesus. I love You. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like for you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 is where we will read from today. And I would like for us to begin reading at verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we begin reading at verse 9. And we're going to read through 12 and verse 1. If you have it, say amen. The Bible says here, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth." It's supposed to be a good time. "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all of these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity." Make sure your good times are a really good time. "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." You're in a challenging season, young people, but you're in a wonderful time of your life. And I want the Lord to help me to help you make the best of it today. Because if you want a good life, you can have a good life. And the quicker you learn that this living for God is the good life, the better off you will be. And so today, I'm going to preach a message that's just a little bit different. I'm going to call it a righteous YOLO. A righteous YOLO. Now, how many don't know what I'm talking about when I say YOLO? Don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what YOLO is. Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to make sure. All right. You'll know before it's over today. It's very deep. That's why I'm telling you it's going to be a little different day. It's going to be so deep. But you're going to be able to get it. You're sharp. And so, not only are we going to learn YOLO today, but we're going to, by the time we leave this service, God's going to cultivate a desire in our heart to create a righteous YOLO. Let's pray the will of God done in this service. Lord, we praise you. I give you honor. I give you glory. You're awesome. I bless you with my soul. I bless you with my heart. Anoint my mind. Anoint my spirit. Quicken my soul. Use me for your glory. I pray in the name of Jesus, you let the fire of heaven fall in this place. And God, let the glory of your word impact us. Oh God, I pray in the name of the Lord that you challenge these young people. You encourage them, Lord, and help them, God, to commit themselves to your will and to your righteousness. And hallelujah, let your unction and anointing move, God. Speak life, speak God love, speak hope and direction, I pray. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody said amen. Amen. Say, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Aren't you glad about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. For those of you who aren't aware of what YOLO is or what YOLO means, let me define it for you quickly. YOLO is an acronym for saying, or for the saying, you only live once. You only live once. Y-O-L-O. YOLO. So why don't you say that with me? YOLO. Say YOLO, bro. Alright. YOLO. You only live once. Now, that saying that acronym gained widespread popularity in the youth culture in the year of 2011. And this is how it happened. A Canadian rapper by the name of Drake, I'm not going to ask if you know who that is, I hope you don't, but a Canadian rapper by the name of Drake released what I would call an ungodly song, and he entitled it The Motto. And in the lyric are the words, "You only live once." Thus the motto, YOLO. And so, I would not encourage you really to go even to look up the words to this song, because it is a very ungodly song. It's a very wicked song. And so the reason I'm aware of it is because I wanted to figure out what YOLO was, and I wanted to get a grasp and an understanding of it. So I've never heard the song, but I have read a few of the words. As a matter of fact, it says, "You only live once." That's the motto, explicative YOLO. And so it's a very, very ungodly song. But when it was placed online, it went viral, and a YOLO craze started to circulate around the world. And the rest is history today. I had you raise your hand if you didn't know what YOLO was, but if you did know before I started preaching, raise your hand if you knew YOLO. Look at all those young people. They knew "You only live once." I'm not going to ask how many has heard the song, read the song. All right. We'll leave that stuff under the blood. But when that man put that song out, he put it online, and I mean, it went around the world, and it created a craze, and which happens not just through the work of God, but through evil spirits. I believe evil spirits prompt people to do things, and it creates a worldwide craze. And so it is that YOLO just became a wave that went all across the world. Social media helped YOLO just go around the globe. And one actor had it tattooed on his body. YOLO. YOLO was graffitied onto walls. And now today, you can find YOLO printed on books, t-shirts, inscribed and painted on all kind of things. You can find them on wristbands. You can find them on socks. I saw a picture of socks that when you look at the bottom, it says YOLO. I mean, they're just putting it all over the place. And they got a YOLO board for surfing. And there's a firm that's based in British Columbia, and it provides services for the medical field. It's called YOLO Medical. And one paint company, I found that one paint company created a special line and colors of paints, and it's an environmental paint, and they entitled it Little YOLO. And the list could just go on and on and on, where they're taking this and they're using it as a logo, and they're using it as a marketing technique. And I guess one of the first times that I heard the word YOLO, or it really stuck in my mind, was when my daughter graduated in 2012. And that class that she graduated with chose that motto of YOLO as the motto of their class that year in 2012. And so this is what I'm saying today, is that through YOLO, Drake twisted what I would call an old truth. An old truth that should challenge young people to be careful and challenge young people to be righteous. He took it and he twisted that truth, and he made it into an evil motto that encourages youth to be both reckless and rebellious. For in a worldly sense, YOLO implies that one should live carefree, make brash and dangerous and even impulsive choices. YOLO inspires some to have more zeal than discretion, to be carefree. They use YOLO as an excuse for bad or risky behavior. They use YOLO to be able to play mean, cruel pranks on people around them. They say, "Why not? Let's do it. You only live once. YOLO, bro." On Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, there's a hashtag, YOLO. YOLO says you want to park your car where you're not supposed to park your car? YOLO, bro. Park it there anyway. You want to waste the money that you need to use to pay for your rent on something that you don't need? YOLO, bro. You only live once. Why not? YOLO. One tweet said it like this. Switching seats while car is going 100. Hashtag YOLO. And so the buzz is going around the world. The craze is there. Be adventurous. Be foolhardy. Test the limits of acceptable behavior. If it's crazy, if you probably shouldn't do it, you ought to go ahead and do it. Because you only live once. One girl, she tweeted this. She said, I'm risking my chances of going to jail. Hashtag YOLO. Just before dying, one man foolishly tweeted in his own words, drunk and driving 120. Hashtag YOLO. And just like is happening right here in this place today, there was a backlash that started. While there is those that are caught up in the spirit and the attitude of our times and how that they're trying to live their life in a careless and a dangerous and wicked and vile and corrupt manner, do it while you can. Just live any way you want to live. If it's in your heart, do it. Don't let anybody or anything stop you. Just let it go and live life your own way and don't let anybody tell you what to do. There are some people that realize that that is a message that's been twisted and perverted and it's a truth that's used to encourage people to do the wrong thing. Hallelujah. There's a backlash that has occurred in that. One instructor said it like this. When I see YOLO in a tweet, I know instantly that something unintelligent and cocky is going to follow. She went on to say there's a fine line between living your life to the fullest and making a spur of the moment irrational decision. One young man, a high school senior from Stuart, Florida, recently blogged that YOLO is now used by teens only as an absolute justification to do dangerous and harmful things. Is this true, young people? They are. They're doing it. You know it. You're aware of it. But he went also to point out that those who follow what he calls the Drake YOLO folly might not appreciate the fact that humans die once. Not only do you live once, you die once. I know on some rare occasions God brings people back. That just don't happen a whole lot. And every person's ever grateful. But I'm going to tell you, you need to remember not only do you live once, you die once. You don't need to be careless. You need to be careful. You don't need to live a life of unrestraint. You need to live a life of boundaries and restraint and discipline. You need to be careful and you need to have character. I want to be careful and I want to have character. One man put it like this. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. One life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day, my Lord to meet, and to stand before His judgment seat. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes, and fears, each with its clays I must fulfill, living for self or in His will. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep, in joy or sorrow thy word to keep. Faithful and true, whate'er the strife, pleasing thee in my daily life. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, there's only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when at last I'll hear the call, I'll say 'twas worth it all. Only one life 'twill soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. An extra stanza says, only one life 'twill soon be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. And when I am dying, how happy I will be if the lamp of my life has burned out for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to help some young people to make a commitment in your heart and a commitment to your God that you're not going to live your life a careless life with no character and make your life a wandering star and a waste. But by the grace of God, you're going to hear the words of wisdom. You're going to hear the cry of wisdom, and you're going to commit yourself to what is right and just and proper and holy and godly. In this time, you're not going to let the world dictate who you are. You're not going to let the spirit of the age determine what you do. But you're going to let your Creator and Savior decide how you live your life. He's allowed you to be born with a purpose. He's got a plan for you before you were ever born. Commit your life to doing it His way. One person put this down. The package says not to consume raw cookie dough. I say, don't tell me how to live my life. Hashtag YOLO. Another one said, own pills tonight. Hashtag YOLO. Another one typed in, just had a sip of my dad's Bud Light. I think I'm wasted. And he forgot his apostrophe in I. And he didn't capitalize the I. Hashtag YOLO. Today's workout, another one tweeted, consisted exclusively of instrumental Christmas music. And I have no regrets. Hashtag YOLO. Another guy said, I ran a stop sign today. He hashtag risk taker and YOLO. Another guy said, playing BS in school, cuz. Hashtag YOLO. Another tweeted, skip school. Because sleep is more important. Hashtag YOLO, bro. We got to get our priorities straight at a young age. Don't put your life at risk, young people, with foolish things. Don't put your life on the line for something that is destructive. Put your life on the line for that which has eternal value. do that which would damage your reputation. Don't do that which would destroy your life. Don't do anything that would limit your ability to have a good life, a blessed life, a favored life, a life of dignity, a life that your dad and mom would be proud that you're living. Hear me today. You need to stay away from drugs. There's some things that should never happen one time in your life. Illegal drugs is destructive. It's harmful. Amen. You may think, well, I'm just going to try it. All it takes is one. Help me preach today. All it takes is one. You can just say, I want one high. I want one buzz. I want one experience. And in that moment, something can happen. You can make a stupid and crazy decision that can cost you your life. Years ago in the old days, they may could have preached to young people about drugs and tell them that all it takes is one pill and you can lose your mind. And all it takes is just one puff and you're going to go crazy. And the kids wouldn't try it. But sometimes in the generation that we live in, there's young people that already know, hey, one little puff really may not cost you your mind. And one pill may not cost you your life. But I'm going to tell you, you have no promise that it won't. That knowledge may want you to be a little testy and a little tasty and a little try and experience it a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, all it takes is one. I want to help you today to be strong, to not follow the YOLO of this world, the crazy YOLO of this world. If you're going to put your life on the line, put it on the line for God. Put it on the line for truth. Hallelujah. I tell you what we need. We need some righteous young people. We need some holy young people. We need some praying young people. We need some powerful young people. We need some anointed young people. We need some young people that can reach the lost. We need some young people that's a terror to the works of darkness in this end time hour. A terror to evil. Amen. A group of young people that says, I'm living for the glory of the Lord. I'm living for the glory of the Lord. I'm telling you, there's some things you should never do. Never, ever, 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 never! Hear me, never! Look at your neighbor and say, never! I think you already know me enough by now to know I don't just preach things to preach things. I'm coming into this service with a burden today. I'm trying to get something in your heart. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that when a person begins to get understanding, you'll see them depart from evil. And what I'm telling you, young people, amen, when your pastor and your mom and dad can look at you and see you're making choices to walk away from evil, they know they're getting it. 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 And I'm trying by the help of the Lord to give you something today that'll get in your heart, that'll help you stand strong. Amen. It comes to your school. They'll try to pass you drugs. And it'll look like their lifestyle of carelessness and freedom can be very inviting. But I'm going to tell you, there's a dark end at a young age to people that get involved. I preached two camps last year. I preached Cornerstone and I preached Legacy. When I was going home from Legacy on Friday afternoon, we spent some time with Brother and Sister Weeks. And then we left and we journeyed, drove to Mobile, and we spent the night in Mobile. That night I was tired and fell asleep. But in the middle of the night, I had a mother call me. A mother called me. She was distraught. And she said, would you pray for my son? Would you pray for my boy? My sister just walked in the house. They were at camp in Baton Rouge. The mother was. But the son was at home. He was 18 years old. And her sister walked in to the house. And she found The boy laying on the floor, 18 years old. He wasn't dead, but he was passed out. He was OD'd on drugs. And he was laying there and had a pistol in his mouth. That's a boy that was raised in an apostolic church. I preached to him. Oh, if I just dabble a little bit, if I start doing a little bit of drugs, it's not going to affect me. I'm telling you, the boy's laying on the floor and he's out. His body could have twitched and he'd have taken his life. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Hear me. Don't ever do it. This past January, we had a young man, a boy that was raised in our church. He's in his 20s now. He's been in and out of jail. He's got tattoos all over his body. He's one of these guys that has no root in himself. He has no root in himself. He's very susceptible to spiritual environments. He comes to God. When he comes to church, he always weeps and cries. He's moved. But when he walks out the door of the church, he has no strength. He has no root in himself. Two or three years ago, while we were at another camp, during the summer, he wanted to go steal some copper wire off the high lines. He ran by. And he picked up one of his friends. He picked up one of his friends and he said, "Why don't you come with me? Let's go get us some more material so we can get some money." So bound by drugs. That Sunday night, the boy he picked up that was in his 20s also was in our church. I preached with a burden. I preached about stealing. I preached about not following an impulsive decision. He went by and picked that boy up. You know the story. Whatever they do, they attach something up there to the high line, steal that copper wire, and all of a sudden, the boy said, "It got me." And he falls. The old woman runs over there. She says, "Listen, man. Don't die on me. Don't die on me. You gotta make it. Come on." He said, "It got me." And he's gone. He's in his 20s. This boy survived that moment, this other one. And he's in our church this past January. And he comes in and he's in a drug-induced hallucination. He starts screaming out. I saw him, he's bothered in service and it was starting to cause a distraction. And so I stopped the service, only second time I've ever done this. I said, "Now listen, if you won't help, we'll help you. You can come up here right now. We'll pray for you in Jesus' name and the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will release you and the Lord will set you free." And yet he was so given over to drugs at that moment. It was a drug-induced hallucination. He was screaming, "God, where are you?" Knows what it's like to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he's screaming, "God, where are you? Where are you? I can't find you. God, I can't feel you. Where are you? Where are you?" I want to tell you, it's nothing to play with, young people. It's not just a little pill. It's not just a little feeling. Don't follow that foolish YOLO. Don't! Think drunkenness is something to experience. It's a buzz and it's a high and it's a release you don't ever need. Jesus is all you need. Hear the testimonies of those that's been delivered. There's nothing like Jesus. Nothing like Jesus. There's nothing that'll help you with the burdens of life, the problems of life, the troubles of life, the heartache of life, like the presence of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love,
joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Hallelujah. Come on, young people. We're going to be a force for righteousness. We're going to be a vessel for the glory of God. We're going to be an instrument for the Lord in this day and in this generation. We are not going to follow a foolish YOLO, but we're going to be a righteous YOLO in our work. Be safe, young people. Be safe when you're driving down the road. Don't drive foolish. I know this is kind of different preaching here today, but hear me. This is the burden of my heart. There's some things you don't ever want to do. And if you've done it and survived, you need to be grateful. And you need to be thankful unto God that's been good to you. And you need to start all over again today and say, God, I'm starting it fresh today. You may have messed up big time before you got to camp. I'm not just preaching to young people right now. I'm talking to some adults. Amen. Why don't you commit yourself to a righteous YOLO today for the rest of your life? I'm not going to let the sin, the drugs, the drunkenness, amen, the debauchery of this world define the rest of my life. I'm not going to let the immorality of this generation, amen, determine what I am and what I become. I'm going to be righteous before the Lord. Start over today. We already sang the song in this conference. You can start all over again. That's what the blood's about. That's what the renewing of the Holy Ghost is about. You can start all over. Prophet Jeremiah wrote these words, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not." I'm telling you, if God wasn't merciful, there's people that wouldn't be in this place today. But it's the mercy of the Lord! And I'm going to tell you this. If God has mercy on you, if He lets you live when you should have died, there's a reason. And it's not for drugs to keep you bound. And it's not for alcohol to continue in your life. But He let you live in mercy so He can give you a moment in grace. Because He was going to visit you with His Spirit. If there would have been no hope for you, He would have let you die. But He let you live. And He let you live because He wanted His grace to be great in your life. I want you to commit yourself to the holiness of God, to the righteousness of God, to the plan of God, and the purpose of God. And say, God, I'm grateful. And You didn't let me live but continue to be bound and confused and live in darkness and despair. But You let me live so that I could have a righteous YOLO. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God's merciful? I think some praise is appropriate right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh! Oh! Oh, where would I be if the Lord hadn't saved me? Them compassions and mercies are new every morning, the writer said. Great is Thy faithfulness. You know, the Catholic Church has a new pope. One of the first quotes I really heard from him and liked. Not that I didn't like anything else that he said, but I read a quote that he had made. And this is what he said. He said, "We get tired of asking God for forgiveness. We get tired of coming back to God and saying, 'I'm sorry. Would You please forgive me? And would You please have mercy on me?'" He said, "But God never gets tired of forgiving." Don't you ever think God gets tired of forgiving. We're unfaithful, but God's faithful. You can count on Him. You can count on His love. You can count on His blood. two channels to this message today. Number one, I'm trying to help young people get it right and keep it right. But there's those of you today that knows the depths of the wrong road. And I'm trying to help you with the grace of God to let you know you can start all over again. And life can be as if it never happened. It's not once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. It's not once a druggie. You're going to have the battle the rest of your life. I'm telling you, I believe in the victorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood to completely release, wash and cleanse and forgive. There's power in the Holy Ghost to release our minds and set our souls free. Hallelujah. 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 Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. You can start all over again. I'm trying to help somebody get the devil off their back. I'm trying to help somebody. The word of the Lord's coming to you. You need to commit it in your heart. A righteous YOLO. The rest of my life. A righteous YOLO. I'm going to be in the altar. I'm going to be in the prayer room. I'm going to be in the aisles worshiping. I'm going to be saying amen to the preacher. The rest of my life is for the glory of the Lord. And if you're bound today, and if you're still confused, there's a touch of the Holy Ghost right now in this place where while I'm preaching, God can visit you and touch your mind. I'm telling you, while the word is in my mouth, there is a work of the Spirit to be done right now. He'll release your mind. He'll set your spirit free. Open your hands. Open your mouth and let the Lord. Open them and lift them up. Open your mouth and lift it up. Let God be good to you. I'm starting over today. I'm starting over today. I'm putting the devil under my feet. There's victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. There's victory through the blood. There's victory in His Word. There's keeping power. He's able to keep me from falling. He's able to sustain me. He's able to help me. Help! Somebody ought to obey the Holy Ghost right now. That's it. That's it. I'm going to step out for God. I'm going to step out for God. A righteous YOLO. Here we go. Woo! I tell you, somebody ought to get loose. Come on, let the Holy Ghost touch you. Let the Holy Ghost baptize you. I'm getting out. I'm coming up. It's over. I made up my mind. I settled in my heart. I'm where I want to be. Woo! Get a hold of somebody and do something. Come on. Get a hold of somebody. Do something. Encourager in the work of God. I'm going to be an encourager in the work of God. I'm going to be a prayer warrior. Come on, somebody needs to get loose. This is your moment. This is your moment. It's over, devil. It's over, foolishness. It's over, the world. Devil, you've done your damage. You've had your way. You've had your day. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of Christ. This is the will of God. Oh, somebody needs to let the Holy Ghost move in you. Have you got what you want yet? Have you experienced what you needed yet? I'm telling you, there's release in the Holy Ghost. There's release in the Holy Ghost. Else. It's Holy Ghost time. It's Holy Ghost time. We got some more time here today. Come on. Come on. Get with a friend. Get with a brother and say, come on, let's move in the Spirit. Come on, let's move in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's go deep in God. Come on, let's know the glory of the Lord in our day. Come on, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's time.